Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
That's right, Josh has the odd news. John Bishop's going to join at the bottom of the noon hour. Sipple will join at 1 o'clock. We still have to unpack what happened last night. And, of course, preview Creighton and Princeton for tonight and the weekend ahead. But, Josh, first, more important things, the odd news.
Yes, we begin in Lincoln. You're familiar?
I am. I am very familiar. I had a banh mi sandwich there once.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It was so good. Okay. I love Bonwich Cafe.
Okay.
Shout out to the Bonwich Cafe.
Some folks in Gearing were waiting for their DoorDash delivery when a Nebraska state trooper knocked at their door, but they were not in trouble. Instead, a trooper had stepped in to finish the delivery after he and another trooper pulled over the DoorDash driver near Scott's Bluff for having a revoked license.
Scott's Bluff to Lincoln? DoorDash?
That's what it says.
I don't. There's something's going on here.
Yeah. In a Twitter post Thursday, the patrol said the trooper took service to a new level. One of the recipients of the delivery left a note for the trooper writing, "You're truly an amazing person, and I appreciate your service so much." That's all the info I have.
Well, this is confusing.
Okay.
This is confusing. I don't understand. I typed in DoorDash Lincoln, Nebraska and went to news. And the fifth story that popped up is a really good one. Now, this didn't happen in Lincoln, but we're going to enter this into the odd news.
Okay, please
we
do.
We may have done this. I don't know. This happened last May. Toddler orders 31 cheeseburgers using mom's phone.
Awesome.
Apparently, 1011 News wrote about this, or it was on their website. It's not, they just aggregated it from another website. But yeah, they ordered 31 burgers, and there's just a picture of a kid in a pile of burgers. 58.59. And the 2-year-old left a generous tip.
Oh, nice.
$16.50.
Good work, kid.
So $91 for that person.
Hmm. Okay.
Nice little DoorDash order.
We go to Eugene, Oregon for our next story.
To Eugene.
Connor, Omaha Storm Chasers released some very snazzy new uniforms.
They did.
Some great alternates. An Oregon minor league team did the same. They're a Northwest League team affiliated with the San Francisco Giants. They go by the Eugene Emeralds. They unveiled some new alternate uniforms on Thursday that pay homage to a famous Oregon event from 1970.
Uh-oh.
The exploding of a giant dead sperm whale. That's right. They will be the Eugene Exploding Whales for a night this season. The 45-foot-long, 8-ton whale was detonated in Florence, Oregon, November 1970, after it washed ashore on the coast. You see, Connor, the beaches were the jurisdiction of the state's highway division, and after consulting with the U.S. Navy, they decided to remove the whale with dynamite. The hope was that it would result in small pieces for animals to consume. The result was an event that would be remembered in the history books.
Yeah, I've seen videos. It's tough. You know, I'm just glad these things were done a long time ago. That way we know better now. So I just went to the Emerald's website.
Oh, yeah.
I am considering buying a T-shirt. Would you like to see?
I would.
All right.
Flip that laptop around.
Can you see it?
I can, yes. That is a whale holding a stick of dynamite.
That's a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
$25. I'm going to buy one. You want one?
Exploding whale shirts for everybody.
Yeah, we can match. We can wear our exploding whale shirts.
Would love that.
It's just
for
a
us.
Whale with a stick of dynamite. It's hugging it. It looks real happy, but it's actually going to explode.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even know.
Yep. You an XL?
I'm a 2X guy, actually. 2X. I like the length.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, you're a little taller.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what I could do.
Nick wants to know how much a hat is.
Nick, let me see. I don't see any hats.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Jerseys.
The shirts are like a nice baby blue color, but the hats are like a khaki color.
I only see 5 items in the Exploding Whales collection.
Oh, wow. Got to expand that.
A t-shirt, a youth t-shirt. A youth t-shirt.
I could get one for my kid.
A crew neck, a women's shirt, and a jersey.
Hmm.
So I don't see any hats.
Okay.
Maybe soon.
We end in Australia.
Yep.
Where a man ordered a pizza, as generally you do. He claimed his pizza from Domino's was supposed to come with an impressive edge-to-edge covering of pepperonis, 100 to be exact. However, sadly, this pizza only had 41 pepperonis on it. In a video with over 18,000 views on the electronic device app TikTok, a user recounts how he came to receive such a pitiful pie. I'm looking at this pizza. I'm thinking, this is quite an incredible deal, Jordy recalls. The deal is $10 Australian for a pizza covered in 100 pieces of pepperoni. It almost seemed too good to be true, he said. According to him, it was too good to be true.
What a sham.
The pizza I received was a joke.
What a sham.
41 pieces of pepperoni and many spots with no cheese at all. The pizza is worse than the other pepperoni offering, he exclaims. I'm shocked. I'm agog.
Bamboozled, hoodwinked.
Swindled. In the caption, he adds, Domino's Australia, usually very reliable. What is this incredible failure of a pizza? I will not rest until I get answers. While Domino's Australia does claim that their pepperoni deluxe pizza features 100 pieces of new cupped and crispy pork and fennel pepperoni. That sounds delicious.
Oh,
actually.
I love those.
Commenters claim that disappointment about this dish is widespread. Others chiming in that they, too, were fooled. One user writing in, I, too, was fooled into thinking this would be a banger pepperoni pizza. The only redeeming quality of this pizza when I got it was that it had more sauce than normal, but that's all.
It's just a normal pizza.
Yeah, it's a pizza. It's a pepperoni pizza.
Cool.
Another user commented he only got 54 pepperoni on his pizza.
If they were guaranteeing me 100, I would want 100.
Mm-hmm.
And I would count.
Because
it's not normal that you count.
I don't know if I'd count all the way to 100, but I'd count until I was like satisfied, you know, like,
well,
okay, we got close enough.
Well,
we're good.
I'd look at the pizza and I'd be like, you think there's 100 pepperonis on here? And then I'd start counting.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't even get, yeah, like you said, if it didn't even get close, we had a problem. Follow up on the first story that I apologize, I very rudely skipped over because I didn't understand it. Curtis tweets in.
Thank you, Curtis.
Says the DoorDash was to Garing, Trooper DeStatco, who delivered it, is my cousin.
Oh, man. Look at that. Small world.
Way to go, Curtis.
Family's making the odd news.
And great job by the fine state troopers out there. Hey, we pulled over your Uber driver. We pulled over your DoorDash guy. But I know this would really ruin your day if you didn't get your pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pissed if my Uber driver, my DoorDash driver.
You got pulled over?
I just be really mad.
My food's cold.
Yeah, my food. This is about my food. This is not about you. I expect you to drive very safely and carefully and bring my food in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
If anything goes wrong, it's a problem. I get mad when they like take the wrong road.
Yeah.
They could like follow them. Uh-huh. Like, why are you going this way? You know there's going to be more traffic around here. You're just trying to milk me out of more money. I get it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the cops there.
I'm betting the food was still cold, though. I mean,
yeah, it probably was.
It takes a while to write that ticket up. You got to walk back to the computer.
Well, sometimes they got the hot boxes.
That's true.
That's all a classy move, mm-hmm. always. If the DoorDash guy has a hot box.
Spring for the hot box, DoorDash driver. If you're going to do this gig, commit to it.
That's a classy move,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is indeed the odd news. Did you just hammer that in the trash can?
I did. Threw my hard copies away.
Did you letterman it? Why don't you just chuck them next time?
Oh, yeah, that could be a bit.
It could be a bit.
Like our paper toss. That could be my reality.
You should put
homage.
Them on little blue cards
uh-huh.
and then just throw them away when they're done. Oh, this could be a late night talk show.
It could. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Weinberg.
Late night, or last night, was a fun night of basketball. We'll dive into some of our takeaways, of course, including, is Marquise Noel the greatest basketball player ever?
Yes.
All right. We'll have a debate on that. We'll embrace debate. And plenty more. John will join us at the bottom of the hour. More to come on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.